Do I hear a motion to call a meeting to order?
Motion.
Thank you. Okay, Commissioner Eichenberger, and Commissioner Metcalf second. All right, start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take a moment here. According to the agenda, the first thing we've got, again, is citizens' participation. Anybody got any issues, comments? Got something there, Matt?
I'm actually bringing Kedlow. Vermont Kedlow.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Where you can go to the, but if you look up, I think it's Orton Family Foundation.
Okay.
They're always giving away free shit to the small community.
Okay.
Benches, lights, whatever.
Okay. Thank you, Millie. Anything else?
The dumpster on Northumberland, the trash is blowing out.
Dumpster on Northumberland. Oh, you mean at the business center?
No, the greenhouse that we're doing.
Oh,
yeah, it's overflowing. It's
overflowing too. It just looked like that for what, 2 weeks now?
Mm-hmm.
Every time the wind blows it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's anything we can do about it. It looks like.
Okay, the dumpster at 3812 is overflowing. And that's private contractor. So we just need to check on it, I guess. Need to probably call 311 and get on code enforcement to come out here. Did you notice they're widening the driveway on that out? Right, moving along.
The pod is still on Dickerson Court.
Huh?
The pod is still on Dickerson Court.
The pod, yes.
Yeah, it's been there since December. Or no, it's been there since summer. We sent a letter on the 15th of December.
Oh, yeah. That pod?
Yes.
Shipping container?
Yes.
That I sent you pictures on?
Right.
They're saying it's still on Dickerson.
Well,
what did you find out?
I contacted the pod company. They're saying, no, we don't have a contract. We have no authority to make us remove it. So I guess we have to charge the owner with having that there. I sent a letter to the owner. I never heard from him. I have to go back and look at my notes, but that was not on my mind tonight.
Okay.
That tree that's on Bayesian still hasn't been cut. The one that's over the street.
Okay, y'all, send your problems just in an email to Steve.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's been working all day. He had some. What'd you have?
A mediation.
Mediation. Yeah, he had a mediation today.
But that doesn't mean that I shouldn't have done it during the month.
I mean, yeah.
This isn't the only day I work for the city. I work in the entire month.
Thank you.
But that is just something that I lost sight of, but I'll make a note here to do it.
So that's a pod and a tree limb.
Now, the tree limbs, we still have some.
There's one tree limb that's still hangs out over the street, which could be low enough to
Right, and that's the one that has a weird address.
Yes,
right?
It's on the corner, so right. It's not on the actual, the address, yeah, it's not on, actually the street. But that,
yeah, the mailbox is actually on Bay Run.
I think it's 4412 Bay Run. I have to look, but I think it's...
Sorry, I'll have to look. I've got a result from me sending these letters out. But I'll look into that, too. I'll look into the pod.
But it's not on Bayesian.
I do have a change.
Or the mailbox.
Yeah, a ladder. I just left there in the middle of the night. And can I help me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a mailman?
I guess you can run to the office. Put the lights on by this curb. And
he looks like a friend of mine.
Who cares that? We can take the trimmer and put it in the pod, and then and get the pod moved. We can take care of both of them.
Yeah.
All right, I'll look into it.
Okay, you got that on your notes there. Mm-hmm. Has everybody reviewed the city minutes? Has anybody got any objections to them, or amendments to it, or adjustments to it, or found any misspellings or anything? For a miracle.
The motion to be accepted is presented. Yep.
Thank you, Commissioner Bavell.
I second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, the next tonight, because we have to have the amended budget taken care of. The city attorney's portion is next in line.
Okay, I'll take care of that. Because of the recovery of the money from waste management and some remediation, so we had to amend the budget ordinance that was put into effect. And the reason I couldn't find it, that was because it was done in 17. I kept looking at it.
Oh.
So I found it. But anyway, the line item in the budget was $145,100 for total general fund income. So we had to bump that by 40 grand by, you know, $140,000. That was the recovery. Operating tax, figure that out. If you looked at the budget and looked at operating tax, no one in the right mind would know that that was an attorney's fee, but that's how it was characterized. So we had to bump that from $32,000 to $72,000. And I guess that should start from the beginning. This is ordinance number 2, series 2019.
Let me hand some of these out.
Oh, yeah, I have a copy for everybody.
Well, here's the amended budget stuff.
You want to pass those
down. Did y'all make a copy of your amended budgets, or did you need a copy that I have?
I would like a copy. I just need a short one.
I have a copy for you. There should be a copy of this that everybody should get to. I'll pass those down.
To add something, that address on Bay's End is 4419.
You guys can share that last one.
Yes,
what was it, 4419?
4419 Bay's End.
Okay. Bay's End.
Bay's End Court.
Yeah, that was the confusion. Okay, so Bob handed out this right here for everyone who wants to look. All right. Those were the adjusted numbers. If you look at, and it wasn't only the turning line item, if you look at the top, the total general fund went from 145 because of the recovery. We had to add that into there for 295. And then the open space maintenance, we sent rid of that. We went from 325 to 625. That was because all the trees were taken out, I guess.
No, they need to be taken out.
Okay. All right. And then if you had operating tax, that was going from 32 to 72,000. That was the fee. And the utility expenses, like I had no idea which was going to spend money on utilities. But that was bumped from 126 to 138. So what I did from the information provided by Robert, from Mayor Stone, is I compared this amended, this ordinance number 2, series 2019. This amended the budget ordinance that was ordinance number 4, series 2017 for the fiscal year 7/1/18 to fiscal year 6/30/19. To be ordained by the city of Burnsville, that section 1 in accordance with KRS 91A030, that's the ordinance, that's the statute that talks about amending ordinances. So if you look at the line items, they're the same line items that I just referenced in the document that Mr. Mayor Stoneman gave you. So they're exactly the same. The transition, the transfer of those numbers are identical to the ones that I just mentioned in the document Mayor Stoneman gave you. So we went to the budget amount, we went to the year end, and the reason I have 3/19/19 in there is because that's tonight's date. That's today's date, I mean. So, and then this ordinance shall be effective from and after passage, signing, and publications required by law, passing through this 19th day of March 2019, regular central meeting of the legislative body of the city of Burnsville, pursuant to law. So, if there's any discussion, any questions, we'll do that. And then after those questions are answered, and everybody's happy with this, then someone can make a motion to pass this ordinance.
Do you have any questions? Everything that's on this sheet that I handed out, it's on the ordinance, is in italics to make it easier to find. In
I do have a question.
Okay.
Why did open space maintenance go up so much?
Open space maintenance, we have dead trees that have to be removed.
Okay.
Remember we talked about that?
Yes, we talked.
And we lost another one, so it's over during a windstorm.
Okay.
It's down. Carol called me and told me it's down. But I said, did it hit anything? She said, no, you're lucky.
Good.
So we have another one down, so that makes it much easier for whoever's going to do it. And Harold's waiting. If this passes, you need to call. You got Harold's phone number? Mm-hmm. If you don't, I'll get it to you. To let him know so he can contact the contractor.
Okay.
That he's got. Is there any other questions? The reason why we have, okay, let me, we talked about the operating tax, that's for the litigation fee. And also to get some items that were previously misposted in the right category. Open space maintenance of trees, security expenses. They seem to try up until we took over, they've been doubling what they should have been using. So that's the reason why we have security expense going up. And on the utilities, come to discover, had Dan call up the Rumpke and get a audit on our invoices since we kept getting notices. Come find out, one of the notices or one of the invoices, what was in the first year that we had them under contract, didn't get paid. So what we've been is always been 1 month behind. So to get this caught up, I needed to include that, plus the apparently there was another water line break at the flagpole irrigation system last year, and we had a reasonably high amount, so that needed to be up for that reason. So with all that said, is there anything else y'all would like to know?
I don't understand what operating tax is and how you have fees, audit fees, under operating tax.
I don't think tax is a very
It's not a good word. It should be operating expenses. This is what they put on the budget line last year. When we do the new budget, we're going to change that to operating expense versus operating tax. they get confused easy because they have operations expense, and side by side, I guess they were getting confused, so they changed it to a tax. But it's an operations expense is what it is.
Okay, so it's not a tax.
No, it's just a line name is all it amounts to, and we can change.
So it should actually, all of those should be included under operations expense down here with postage and stationery and all that.
No. Operating expense is different than operations. Operations is like a command.
Okay. Operating and operations. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when we do the new budget, we're going to move them around on the budget so they're not side by side to get you all confused, okay? They have a, if you'll notice, the budget line items, I believe, are in alphabetical order by first letter. So, anyhow, just to move right along. So, do I hear a motion to accept the, to approve the amended ordinance for the budget?
I move that we accept this budget.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dawn. Okay. Do a voice vote. Start with Commissioner Murder.
Yes.
Commissioner McCaff.
Yes.
Commissioner Seville.
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell.
Yes.
Mayor Stone, yes.
I was just meaning that we filed Robert to sign it and had Bev sign it and the dates. And what I have to do is publish this. I can publish Robert brought to my attention this new way to publish ordinances. It's so cool. In the office, and what you do is you, and I never knew how to cut and paste this sort of thing because I wasn't paying attention when he showed me. But I'll learn that. I'll have someone teach me. I have Bev come out and teach me that. But
I told you I'd give you a computer lesson.
Okay, so in charge. So what you do is you put it out there, and then you send to the Courier Journal just this cryptic little, you know, you can access this ordinance and go out into space, and then that's how it's done. The publication goes, we're gonna be approved tonight, I guess, but they're like $197 or something. Whereas before it would have been $800. But anyway, that is a nice deal. They amended the statute. And the cities have tried for years to do that. And Courier Journal is always up there lobbying against it because they made a lot of money in legal advertising. But finally, I think that
if you check into it, they have to be. You have to be within a county or a city within so much population. So
that's going to save us a lot in publication expenses.
Right.
Anyway, if we get the Bev's signature, Robert's signature, they date it, and I'll get this.
Okay.
We'll publish that the way we did the other one.
Yeah, I just need a PDF of it, and I'll get it on the website.
But the next thing, should I go on, Robert?
Yes, we're not going to get you out of order. Just go ahead. I won't make it too confusing.
Now, last year, the year before, we tried to pass a renter's ordinance, but the city of Louisville has one, okay? So we tried to do our own, and then we debated, and I don't think it ever got passed. But Robert's idea was to do this. You can, the ordinance for drafting, the statute for drafting ordinances permits you to incorporate by reference other laws, typically a statute, but it says other city ordinances. So what I've done here, and I've got copies for everybody too, is this, if we can pass those out, and I hope I have enough copies. Made it real simple. If you look at this ordinance 33-2019, ordinance 33-2019, rental property ordinance of the city of Vernon Hills, Kentucky, be ordained by the city of Vernon Hills, FAT, section 1, pursuant to KRS 83A-060, sub 5, city adopts chapter 191 of the Louisville Metro's Code of Ordinances. So that statute that I cited permits you to do that. and the police officers know that. So when if they see someone who's in violation, they're not going to know because it's a paper thing. But when someone fails to register with the city, then we can go back and most of all ordinances and statutes have penalty provisions. So I don't have the city ordinance. I guess I do. Right here, if anybody wants to see it. But when someone violates the city ordinance as to renters within Jefferson County, then we can use that to cite people and to find them. Section 2, a copy of chapter, and this is pursuant to the statute. A copy, if you incorporate by reference, you have to take that law, that statute, that ordinance, and file it with Bev as the maintainer of city records. So all ordinances are are permanent records of the city, like a letter or an email or something would not be, but ordinances and various other things like financial reports, audits and stuff, they're what you call permanent records. So you have to file with the permanent records of the city the statute or the ordinance that you incorporate reference into an ordinance. So I'll give that to, if this is signed and passed, then I'll publish this one also, and then I'll give Beverly a copy of the city ordinance to keep with our ordinance. And then this was an idea. So then section 3 requires rental property owners shall annually file a city rental property registry, which I'm going to show you a copy of, form with the city property commissioner between July 2nd and July 31st. So that's annual, okay? And then Bob came up with this idea, Robert. Section 4, Section 8 property owners, I believe we have some Section 8 housing in the city. And I'm not familiar at all with Section 8 housing, but Robert believes that they have health and fire inspections in these to be applied for and get a Section 8 housing unit. You have to agree to the terms of the Section 8 federal code, which requires, I believe, health inspections and fire inspections. So, whatever fire, when I put in here, the most recent health and fire inspection reports when they file the annual registry form. So, and it seems to me that they do these inspections, they go from one section, you know, where Section 8 housing is, and they move around the county. So most of those should be done about the same time, but when the owners register under our ordinance, they have to bring in those inspections. And I suspect if they're not admitted to the property to do that, or if they fail, then they're probably going to be, the owner's going to have to ask the Section 8 tenants to leave. So, passed and approved this 19th day of March 2019, regularly scheduled meeting of legislative bodies here in Jefferson County. And what I will do, if this passes, not only will I give Beverly a copy of the city ordinance, but I'll distribute it to everybody here so that you will have a working knowledge and something to refer to.
It'll be on the website.
That comes up. Now, in line with that, Robert found a rental property registration form that the city of Windy Hills uses, and he wants to use this. But it's a PDF document. I couldn't change it to Word. So something smarter than myself. And all we have to do is, and I'll pass this out. And then I asked Beverly to work for me for a while this summer. And she's very adept at doing this stuff. But if she can't, then I think she should be fired as a city clerk. But regardless, I'm kidding. We're going to pass that out.
I'm done here, but I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we likely to get in any trouble whatsoever if a Section 8 property owner says you're not making all property owner rental property owners file a fire and health and fire safety report? Why are you making us do it?
Can I answer this?
Well, here it is.
First off, this isn't, it was supposed to be for all of them. Okay? So the ordinance isn't going to pass on that because I'm not going to request a motion on it. It's got to be fixed because what I put in my statement was there was categories of when the inspection or when the registration had to be filed. Anytime there was a tenant change, anytime there was a vacancy of more than 30 days annually, and there was one other thing. I sent the email, but I just referenced that particular sub-HUD in my note to Steve. We didn't get to talk because he was in mediation all day long. Okay, so that's the reason. It really is for all land property owners to fill out or have an annual inspection by the health department and the fire marshal.
So if it is Section 8, it needs to say all property.
Right.
All rental property.
Right. And I also want to have the different arrangements that they have to do. Anytime, like I said, they have tenant changes, properties vacant for more than 30 days annually, and there was something else on the camera. Oh, the initial one. You have to do the initial one. So there is a schedule on in the what needs to be done with the registration. Okay, so it isn't just annually. It could be 15 times a year if they had that many changes on the tenants, you know. So this was our first attempt. Okay, we will have it in that particular section. There will be a schedule or an amendment. That way, by next month, we'll probably also have the registration form ready to go. Because that'll still give them 60 days to be notified about this because we're putting this into effect the 1st of July.
And what happens if they don't comply?
Well, if I may, then that's an excellent question. Section 155.07 of the city ordinance is inspection. The fire chief shall enforce the provision of this chapter and shall make inspections pursuant to this chapter and by and through his or her authorized fire rental inspectors. And then it goes on to explain. And subsection B shall conduct a proactive inspection of common areas of every rental dwelling required to be a licensed hereunder. When you apply, you get a license to rent, okay? The common areas of each rental dwelling shall be proactively inspected by a fire rental inspector no less than once every 3 years. A fire rental inspector may also inspect the interior rental dwelling unit as part of the proactive inspection, but only with the consent of the property owner or the tenant. And what I don't see here is a health inspection, but I will tell you this, that when notice of inspection and consent, if an agency goes in, be it the police, the fire, any agency goes in and sees that there are health violations, are familiar with these. If they have dog issues, too many dogs and stuff, if they see either health, anything, drugs in plain view or anything, then they report to these. Like an elderly person being residing in a residence where they're not taking care of him or her, they're sitting in the corner mumbling, you know. So they're required by law to report to other agencies if they see violations of those agencies. But so I suspect that what's going on here, if the fire people go in there and they see a health hazard, they see an adult person not being properly cared for, they have a duty to report. So I think then that if there's a health issue, then they report and the health department comes out. So that's what I'm pretty sure is going on here. But you know, and I'll do a little research here, but they need a consent. So, you know, I don't know if their license to rent is based upon is issued only if they consent to these inspections. And I really didn't look at this very closely, but that something I'll look at and send out an email to people. And what I'll do is I'll send a copy of this first to everybody so they get a feel for it. So let me make a note of that.
In Louisville's rental registration, there is a $100 per day fine for not registering. So if we find out, if they're registering with Louisville, all they got to do is fill out ours. It's not like they have to do anything more than they have to do for Louisville. They just have to go ahead and continue on and fill ours out. Okay? If they're in compliance with Louisville, there shouldn't be any problem complying with city of Worthington Hills.
And when we addressed this a few years ago, I mailed, someone provided me, I think it was 80-some-odd homes, if you believe that many, that were rental properties. I sent all of the names of the owners and all of the addresses to the city, and we would expect that they went out and made these people apply. If they didn't, they wouldn't get a license, and they'd probably be sitting vacant. So,
I personally am very glad to see this, because we are just showing deep in rentals.
And another issue that's come up, and Bob and I talked about, and the deed of restrictions that every development, they put this plat to record, and then there's a deed of restrictions, okay? The deed of restrictions clearly say these are single-family residences. So Bob tells me that there are one situation, so there's a man and a woman, two sets of adults live in this house, and unless they're related some way, they're violating that, where you have multiple families. You see a bunch of cars, and you see all ages of children and adults living under one roof. That's a violation, too. So we're going to start going after that also, because it's a violation of deed restrictions. So it comes down. We have, and one of them in particular was the one that used to have basketball going on the street and all kinds of cars on the street and stuff like that. So we're going to take hold of this and take care of it. I will send out the city ordinance to everybody. Try to do that tomorrow. Okay, I put it right at the top. So you guys can take a gander at this. And then you can always call me and inquire if you have a question. But we're going to Bob's point, they will have had to have registered with the city, but we can also prepare our own form and require, obviously, if we're passing an ordinance incorporating this, we're going to prepare our own rental property registration form. So if, when you look at this, if everybody has a copy, if you can think of other things that we might include here.
Yeah, this is an all-inclusive. If you can think of anything to add to that, that would be great. I thought, when I found it, I thought it pretty much cleared everything. But again, I wanted to get this on the table. I know we've had a preliminary, we're going to do it, but I wanted to get something hardcore out here. And if you find something else that you think needs to be in the ordinance, please, we need to go ahead and get that suggestion. But Louisville's ordinance is quite thorough, okay? They even cover short term for the Airbnbs or whatever they are. So, this is going to help out because we know who the landlords are and we know who the slumlords are. So, and this will help at least take care of those problems.
In light of that, now, so if we can get back to this, you want to wait to have another reading next month?
We got to have another reading because we got to make the correct changes on this because I don't want it to happen.
I
want a clean ordinance, and I think the commission wants a clean ordinance also. Mm-hmm. The time frames. Does anybody think of anything else we could put on when they need to do the registration? Like I said, we have to do the initial one. Then the next one would be annual, okay? There also would be registrations anytime there's a change in the occupants.
If there's a new lease.
Right, right. I couldn't think of that word, thank you. And then also anytime that the property is vacant for more than 30 days. Okay? So that we know there's nobody in the house, so that our security people know it is empty. Okay? It's just another one of those things. And this is going to be very similar to the foreclosure, you know. The form will be similar, but it won't have these time frames. It'll be basically when the house is empty or it's going in foreclosure or whatever. We'll work on that. That's coming up too. So again, this was the first step. And
vacation of effective rental dwellings is in here.
Right. So there's a lot of stuff that we want to make sure that these people know. And again, if we find somebody that's not willing to do it or won't fill out a registration, we'll check on what they've done downtown. Because we can get into that information too.
Yeah, we can do an open records down there
and
see if they've complied or not.
Yeah. So we'll deal with it. You know.
The problem we've run into is that our landlords are supposed to be doing this with our property management company, and they're not doing it.
People are just coming and going.
But if there is an ordinance which says you're required by law to
right.
do this,
and that way your property maintenance people can cite them on this ordinance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Within your deed of restrictions, I'm sure that there's something that requires them to do.
We're in the process of amending the bylaws and the
bylaws
master deed.
Okay.
Right.
Anything else?
Continue, yeah. Over the years, and I haven't got any delinquent tax things from Roy Coleman the last couple of years. I hope it's because they were able to collect all the taxes. But the history, the heretofore history.
You're so cute. You made them
fun. Thank you. I haven't been called cute in a long time. Maybe by an aunt when I was three. Thank you, and I needed that. I went and told my wife that you were hitting on me. So maybe that's something we need to get into too. But as to today, when they don't pay their taxes, then we wait a while, and then I file tax liens, and that becomes a lien on the property. So that when I file those liens, you can file a foreclosure action to sell, but you always wait for the mortgage company or someone else to do it. So in Kentucky, there are companies that buy up tax liens. They acquire the same rights as the tax lien authority. There's a number of them. Kentucky Tax Lien Fund, LLC, at some point in time, bought the taxes for this property. So they have foreclosed, and if you have a lien on the property, then they have to name you in the lawsuit that you can go in there and protect your rights.
Oh, is that
what they did? So we got sued by virtue of a tax lien on this property. So what I do is I file an answer, a counterclaim, and a lawsuit. And then what happens ultimately is that they don't pay the tax company. It goes to the sheriff's office on a foreclosure action, and then they determine the priority of the people that have liens. Mortgages go first, taxes, I think, are second, depending upon the date. So a lot of times we sit back and I do my pleadings, and then it goes to the sheriff's sale, and then we get checks for what we're owed. So I'm going to do that with this complaint.
I'd like to look at the property. I'm not worth a bid on it.
I tell you what, there are people that do that. They go down there and they pick up
property. No, I'm thinking about for us.
Oh. For the city?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in that building right there on the city property and the city limits. So.
Another thing, Robert calls me up and tells me that Betty Coleman filed an application with Unemployment Insurance Division of the Education Workforce Development Academy of the Office of Unemployment Insurance in Franklin. So she files this and she gets a favorable ruling. All right. So we have until March 30th to file an appeal. And they both resign. Okay. And when you resign, When you don't get benefits is when there's misconduct, all right, in violation of a well-known rule of, and I've been doing this for my company clients for years, and I drill into them what is misconduct, and we prepare employee handbook manuals, which says that if you are cited for violating a well-known rule, you bring them into a room, you have them sign a form, and you have a witness there. So, but there was no reason. They knew that they weren't going to be around after the turn of the year, but she applied, so she gets a favorable ruling, and I will tell you this, that, and I don't know that I got this in a timely fashion, although Robert and I...
No, you signed that. You signed hers. You signed hers before you went on vacation. That was her... That was
signed the appeal.
No, you signed the documents. They were mailed out that Monday. This is what disturbs me about that ruling is they're saying that they weren't filed timely, and I have a date stamped receipt.
Well, then they're mistaken.
Right? That's exactly right.
So we're going to appeal it. Number one, we sent in the protest, and they claimed that they didn't get one. But even with that finding, they've given us to the end of the month to the following.
Then you need to send him down a copy of that postal service receipt with her file, so I can prove, or so he can prove. Because that was the reason why I went over there and purposely didn't put a stamp on it, so I would have that date stamped receipt from the post office, because it also states what date that those documents would be delivered.
I think it'll be set aside. Also, you need to get benefits, you have to be out applying for jobs, and they make you tell you every week or so often where did you apply for these jobs. And people just make it up. You know, they apply to LCR Rubber Company or something. But anyway, we're on top of that. Roy likewise has filed one, and I talked to the woman in Frankfurt yesterday. And she's being inquisitive, you know, and she's being like poker, like two poker players, you know, neither one of us kind of saying anything. So finally, and she thinks I'm beating around the bush. I'm being forthright and honest with her. I explained to them that exactly what happened, that they submitted resignations. They suspected that they weren't going to be rehired at the turn of the year. And she said, well, Roy Coleman told me that you told him to retire, you told him and his wife to retire. So I'm paying. Look, I got to call you back. I got to look at my notes. I got to figure this out because I don't remember ever telling him that. So I looked at my file. I didn't see any notes. And said, I never told him that. So I called up Roy and I said, Roy, the woman, she said, I know, I talked to her. And she told me that you told her that I told you and Betty both to retire. He said, I never told her that. He said, I never told her that. She may have misinterpreted what I said. So I said, can you call? He called her, and 10 minutes later, he called me back. And I called her back, and I told her that Steve Schwager no one in the city ever told me to retire. Never told Betty to retire.
And he resigned?
And he told them that they resigned. So it'll be interesting to see what their determination is once she told them, I never really told them to do that, well, I didn't. So if they rule against him, the facts are the same, or they just file at a different time.
So no, it's a different, no. There's a different
reason?
A different file handler.
Oh, that's what it is.
You know, it's shuffle the file who gets the benefits. Okay.
And I will tell you this, these hearing officers always, I mean, you can have an employee screaming at the boss, I am not going to do the rule, I'm not going to do this, I'm doing drugs, I'm an alcoholic. And they have these, they're merit employees, they can't get fired, all right? You wouldn't believe some of the adverse rulings that you get from these hearing officers. And the beauty of it is that you appeal to a three-person board, it's called the commission. And every time that I have had an adverse ruling for an employee because of one of these, we had one here, and I'm digressing. This guy couldn't pronounce the name Schwager, so he kept saying Mr. Steve, and I said it's Schwager. So anyway, after four telephonic hearings, he rules against me, and so my client, so I appealed to the commissioner, and they just arbitrarily overrule me because they're fed up with these people that can't think for themselves. So they're always, almost always reversed by the commission.
Oh, there are two reasons. Excuse me, Tara. With state workers, if you're a married employee, yes, you can get fired for two reasons. One, if you hit somebody or you steal. That's the only two reasons.
Yeah, but not if you make a stupid rule.
No, it doesn't matter. If you're a state worker, or if you're a married employee, if you hit somebody or you steal, you're going to get fired, trust me.
So if you hit someone while you're stealing, that's really bad.
Then you might have
to. Okay, all right. We're not digressing too much further.
So that brings you up to date on the Colemans. We got Bob put this in front of me. I'll talk to him about it later. But then there's, Bev or Bob handled all this stuff. But there's this assessment of properties.
Oh yeah, that was something I couldn't figure out.
Well, I can't. It's the Commonwealth Department of Revenue Office of Property Valuation Public Service Branch. And I have to study.
But it comes from LG&E. That's what I couldn't understand.
Yeah. I need to look at this and find out.
I'm wondering if we got property. If there's utilities, is there
now
property?
Now that you explain it, because I'm looking here, I didn't see LG&E. If you go down to Worthington Hills, they have real estate valued at $201,901. And maybe this is they don't want to put a bunch of zeros over this. Maybe that's converted to millions. Then they have tangible personal property, $410,685. That's the LG&E equipment on city property, I think, is what that is. But let me look at that.
Okay.
There's no reason to digress there for that. I think I'm finished unless anybody has any questions.
No, the only thing I need, Steve, is that form because I don't know where it went.
Which form?
The one that I've got on top of that folder. You don't have to talk about it.
Okay. You didn't talk about the interim month-to-month contract for Derby City.
Yeah. Remember we had to do some change on it? Thank you.
Yeah. We're still in a month-to-month, and Beverly sent that to me, and I'll do that. In fact, I was working on it earlier this month, and I didn't print it. I think that I made the changes that we needed to, but I'll send that out to tomorrow. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. And Bev has a copy of it here. But go ahead and do other things, and I'll look at this. And
okay. All right, well, we'll move right along to the city financials. And everybody received the financials. Was there any questions about our to the penny financials again this month? I'll give somebody else the opportunity to catch what I caught, but I've already talked to Dan about it, so. It is to the penny. This is the one thing I like about Dan's reports. We can virtually go through the transaction reports and find out what was the positive, what was expenditures. The only thing we're still having the problems with is getting the expenditures posted in the correct areas. I think it has to do with the QuickBooks, the way it's been set up by Roy. They're not falling into the right place. So I talked to Dan about some of the stuff that I found that needed to be posted in the correct category so that when we get to the audit, we won't have difficulties. We'll have everything that was the previous 6 months straightened up. That was part of the reason I wanted to get the amended budget resolved, because we had some stuff in the wrong categories. So with if there's no questions or no comments, do I hear a motion? Oh man.
Well, I'll make the motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner McKeff. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It's unanimous.
Maybe you don't have to talk to them.
All right. Where are we at now? Okay. Next thing up is we've all initialed off on the expense review. Was there, I'm assuming there was no questions about any of it. We did get a late mail today, and I wanted to make sure that got on there. That the last item that was on the signature is our quarterly payment for our general liability insurance. We didn't want to miss that, which was would be due April 7th, so that's why that was added at the last minute. And that currently is with Cincinnati Insurance. I have started talking with Kentucky League of Cities Insurance Services. I have to contact our current insurance company and get some information from them. And once we have that, then we can start the. We'll find out what the proposal is going to be. I do know they want to get the information because they want to make sure that we don't have any holes in our policy. No telling what we have. So if there's no questions and everybody's initial, do I hear a motion to accept the expense review report?
Motion to accept.
Thank you, Commissioner Eckenberger. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Deville. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous. Okay. We're all the way down to old business. And Truth of 23. Okay. I read over the document, and it looks like, I mean, it's a good plan. The one thing I don't see cost on here. Was I missing something?
They pay for it?
I wanted to see if anybody else caught that.
Oh yeah.
All right. So, according to this, they want to start with the streets that don't have lights. And which, Commissioner Bell, can you tell me what some streets are?
Oh, my goodness, there are so many. St. Anne, Queen Anne's Court.
Okay.
Ray. Okay. Eastville.
Okay. And there's one more.
Hang on a minute, I'll tell you.
It only has one. It's got a big round
it's
circle.
At the very beginning, it has it as a court.
Right.
I said Little Ray.
No, it's Boynton. Boynton has one.
Boynton, right. Yeah.
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 So those are good cul-de-sacs that we could definitely let them start with, because all they have to do is get part of this project done to be awarded this award.
That's awesome.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting to hear about the bigger project on the road, which is a main drag. So, by having the cul-de-sac, it gives them the opportunity to win the award, gain the award, whatever you want to call it, be a recipient of the award. And I will go with any motion that anybody wants to make.
Motion to accept.
Commissioner Eichenberger, thank you very much. Commissioner Campbell, seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous. Carrie will be happy to hear that.
I was a Girl Scout leader a long time ago. It's a big deal when you plan it and the girls are all in it. So
I can't wait to see it going on. I mean, honestly, I mean, that would be nice. I still haven't found any place for the city meeting location. We'll still press on. I encourage you all to be part of it. I don't have to be the only one looking. If you all find something. Now, we need to keep it within close proximity of the city.
What's the budget? What dollar amount are we looking at?
Well, right now, here's how.
Free would be great, but...
Okay, good point. That's a good question. All right. Since we aren't able to pay annually, like they had done in the past, improperly.
Yes.
Their payment is here is $150. So anything up to $150 is would be the same. Okay, wouldn't have any difference. So that's what I would have to say. Again, it has to come back. We have to vote on it. And, you know, it's another one of them things we have to do through ordinance anyhow. So send us your good tidings, and we'll go proceed with that. All right. Beautification month is next month. Do you all have something in mind that I need to know about, or what? All right. Keep it a secret. That's fine.
Well, we talked about, but we're so afraid that people would get so upset if those yellow stones were gone.
Well, I told you I was going to back my truck up and haul them off.
Just take them away with that ash.
I'll take them right now if you give me fingers.
Thank you.
I'm getting
my ladder and Well, here again is that's one of the items that we need to talk about. Anyhow, we need to decide what we're going to do. We've talked about doing something with the
island,
okay? And it's, you know, it's approaching spring, like in a heartbeat.
What would we be doing with the island?
We're going to take some trees out.
Yeah, but you're not planning on moving the island, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
So we have to have an island?
Have you noticed the people almost, when you're trying to go out, they almost turn into you already?
Oh, yeah.
So well, if the island wasn't there, then you hit on collisions.
First place,
time.
That's the dumbest thing you ever did.
I have a small car. I have a little Kia Soul. And when I turn in, make my left-hand turn into that entrance, I honestly feel like I'm going to run up on the sidewalk because I feel like I have to swing out so far.
To the Independence Shed right there, the little Sears Shed. That's what I think of them. I always laugh when I see them.
And I
still,
I would like to find out if it's possible, if we can find out, and I hope there aren't any tree huggers in here because I'm not against making things look, you know, keeping the trees and
everything.
But it's very hard to see our entrance.
Yeah.
When you're coming east on Westport Road, because you've got those ginormous evergreens that are right there on that corner. And it's just hard to see. And you're up on it before you know it.
That's not our property. That's private property. And have you looked in?
Who belongs it?
Belongs. It probably belongs to the business.
We don't know for sure, though. We can find out.
Well, it's not on our property. That is part. That is part of the business condo's property.
I know, but it wouldn't hurt to ask them.
Well, you can ask them, but the thing is, it hides all that graffiti that's down in the overflow ditch.
Well, so it needs to be trimmed.
Yeah, they could be trimmed, but that's not going to work either. I'm just telling you. If you haven't looked behind it, I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, but those stretches your car.
No, not those.
They're off the road.
They're off the road. These are the big evergreens that are, as you go out, they're on the right, on the other side of the sidewalk.
I don't see that big island took out before we moved in all those years ago. You know, we used to have bad weather, not like...
Ain't taking the island out, so put it away, okay?
You could, if you came, when you turned in, and, you know, sometimes you slide, and you had a whole lot of room to slide across the board, you didn't have to worry. Now you just slam in that stupid little island and wreck your car or hit somebody or whatever, not take that damn thing. It's stupid. And then
I saw an island the other day that really caught my attention because it was as wide as what we have there at the entrance. However, it slanted down. It dropped down to where it was only about that tall at the very base instead of up here.
Well, it's set too close. It's sitting too close to the road, first of all.
I've often wondered that.
No, we aren't. The road right away is 12 foot from center or from edge. We already had the guy out there. It says we're not on.
Well, it was
right
dark
away.
And I couldn't.
Where that blacktop is that you see, when you go out, their responsibility is where that blacktop ends. And we're a ways, not very much, but we're away from it. But we're not in the right of way of the highway. We ain't taking it out.
We just need to take the bricks down.
Take the bricks down and cut the trees out. Because the trees scratch the trucks when they go through.
And can't you put flowers? They can't take some bits out. Can't you put some kind of... I got some kind of little purple flowers from up here.
I don't see why we can't. Just in my opinion, I don't see why we can't take the first section of that island out. And
you're basically saying shorten it because
the sign
needs to stay.
The sign
has to stay.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying shorten it so when people turn in.
Then you're going to take the light pole out.
The what?
The light pole. I'm going to take a good look
at
that.
No, because the light is not in the front part of that island.
Yes, it is. I assure you it's in the front part of the island because Dennis and I just hung the sign off of it.
What happened to the sign, by the way?
It almost blew away, but we had a responsible citizen pull it off and bring it to my house the day of the big wind.
Okay, so anyway, but I still think that we should consider shortening the island.
Yeah, lowering it
to where you have more turning room.
There's plenty of room to turn in there. If you turn properly left, there is plenty of room.
You know what? I think we should leave it up to the property.
Well, that's fine. But I'm just telling you, a proper left-hand turn, you drive up to the center of that and turn hard left. That's how it does work.
Bet you when you were in grade school, you were a safety patrol officer. I just know you were. I bet you got the little bells and everything.
Look, I've had the same problem.
Were you?
You want to...
Ben was a safety patrol officer.
Neon bells.
I had one of them.
I was.
There you go. Good.
Thank you. Good.
All right. But I think that's something that the property...
Oh, well, that's fine. Let the property... That's right. We can sit here and argue about it all night long.
Can I make one more statement? I kind of like the trees. I don't know why you want to take the trees out of there.
Because they're Bradford pears.
Because they're what?
Bradford pears.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with that?
I like
them. They split.
Yeah, they can't handle the big.
Well, the wind might blow them down and then the big.
Well, they already have. If you look at the one Bradford pear, There's a limb that's hung up in the base.
They split too.
Yeah, I know they tend to be.
I like Bradford pears, but they are beautiful when they bloom. But we need to have something that.
I was just saying the way if you're looking for aesthetic, you need something tall.
That's why I'm saying we need a clock tower.
All right. Well, y'all come up with some ideas.
Okay,
we got plenty of time.
We'll
if we don't get it this year, we'll get the trees out this year, and then we'll do something with them.
All right.
All right. Oh, and they're... God, I didn't bring the date for that, but they're giving away trees.
The Arbor Foundation gives away trees.
Mm-hmm.
But they're little sticks.
No. They're giving out 2 and 3 year old.
Really?
They give away all kinds of things.
Arbor Day.
Yes. I used to belong to the Arbor Foundation. They're real cheap. You can give them like $5 and join, and they'll give you a bag and send you some damn trees.
Anyhow, all right. So, Dawn, come up with some ideas, you know.
Okay. We just don't like the yellow brick road.
Yeah. You guys want to take the bricks out?
Yes.
They're out of there.
Do I hear a motion that the bricks come out?
Motion.
Yes.
Do I hear a second?
Yes.
Absolutely. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, it's unanimous. The brick can come out. Make sure you wear your fluorescent vest when you're going over there pulling them out.
Surplus property, you want them, Linda?
I guess I got to go buy a fluorescent vest. I don't have one. Because I'll load those babies up in my truck.
I'll let you borrow mine.
May have shown them what you like to be in your front yard.
No, don't bring them over my yard.
He wouldn't know if we did.
He wouldn't think you'd ever know we did.
Bad
to your yard.
Okay. Let me move. I know where we can take them. We can take them out in the green space out there where they vandalize them.
They're not big enough you could chuck them into something out there.
Huh?
They're big enough
to
be chucking them into
something.
Like
that
dumpster.
Right. I don't think that people would like us throwing property away. It's still usable.
Don, get with me on that. Get rid of them. I have an idea.
Okay, good.
Don't want to know.
Recycle.
Okay. Anybody else got any new business than what?
Storage unit. You've got
storage unit files on there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's staring me right in the face. When are we going to start working on the files over there? Do we have some people that can? I know that Dennis and I will probably end up going over there. They're going to start doing the audits. After April 15th, so they're going to probably send me a list anyhow for fiscal year 16. So what I was hoping to do was be able to take a box or two of these files out and have a few people work on getting them properly
organized.
But we do we know what we're looking for or what we're, I mean, we got to have a game plan. We can't.
Well, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking, Bob doesn't need to be doing everything, okay? Bob would love for somebody else to figure this part out because I'm not an organizer, okay? My organization is wherever it hits, it sits, okay? But I remember where I hit it and sit it, okay? Most of the time. But that would be that.
Because we don't know what to keep
and what to throw away. Exactly. That's what I'm just getting ready to say.
There's a whole retention schedule. Okay. If it's in the box, it's got to stay. The audits.
Well, we don't know if what they put in the box is something that has to be. I mean,
if we get it organized, then Bob can go over and find what they're asking for.
You're the one in charge of all that. I would say do it just to her. She's the one in charge.
Hey, Millie.
Well, true.
I know. Just you weren't called on. Okay.
I'm still saying it's
about. I know. All I'm asking is, let's get to work on it. You know, I don't want to, 2 years from now, be sitting with what's over there.
Well, where's the key? That's one thing we need to know. You've got the key. Okay.
And you know the code, which is backwards.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
Oh.
I'm going out there tonight.
Good.
She didn't tell enough of it. Okay.
Nip it.
Now I have to go over to the friggin' name. I'll have to go over there and change it now.
No, please don't. I don't even know.
Don't worry. If you have to go over there, I assure you will know what the code is. Okay.
I would like to make a suggestion.
Okay.
I do better. I am really busy with grandkids and whatever. I do better if we would set up, say, okay, we'll go over 2 hours on
Well, you can take, here's the other thing.
What is the morning?
We can take the boxes out and take them somewhere to do them. They don't have to be done over there.
Can I take them to my house then?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said two people had to be there to do it.
Well, two people need to be doing it together. Okay, we can take them out, two people do it, take them back.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Well, no, not really.
Some of them wasn't
there. Well, the weather's warm, pretty grass, I guess.
I mean, it's getting warm. You guys want to do it? There's a table over there. You want to do it over there? There's fine. There's a table. I think you have to take an extra chair, though, but there's a table over there. Okay? That's where Glenn used to sit all the time, so I would
but I don't. I want to just make sure that we're not just taking stuff out of the box and doing this.
No, I want no. She's got a whole bunch of. We got banker boxes over there. Plus, she's got file folders that was purchased. Okay. Well, I'm looking for label and you know the bank statement, you know, for PNC, you know, all separated by year, whatever. Okay. I don't want to make it too difficult. Whatever. All right. Work with Beth. You know. I don't want to say this is
like a couple hours a week. It isn't like I
want
to do this.
No, I don't want. It doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be done tomorrow. Take your time. I just would like to get it done, okay? Because I would like to be able to take the final pictures, all right, and get them on the website. This is what you had. This is what you have now, okay? Anything else that you want to talk about on the storage unit? No. All right, new business. Anybody else got new business? Okay. The one thing that I sent out, this came to my attention 2 days ago. I got an email. I'm like, what? I didn't understand it. So I called them up. It seems that Linda and Carol, if you'll notice, your December paycheck, okay, had that tax out. But then when it got to January, it wasn't out.
Well, if I had gotten my pay stub, I probably would have noticed it. But
no, nobody even noticed it. I didn't even notice it in mine. But in February, they had it fixed. They caught it sometime in late January. And I don't know how they caught it. All I know is they caught it. And so, I mean, Bev and Dan wouldn't have known because they just got their first check in January. And Dawn, she lucked out. She got both of her January and February check in February. So everybody else's has this little bit of money that they want to tap us for. Except for Steve. Okay. Steve's Mr. Big Bucks over there. But
you caught that 18 cents, Steve.
I want it. With interest.
That's right.
I'll follow class action law.
That's not 18 cents, girl.
$18.
I think you have it. You want to take it away from me.
Hang on a second. It's a tax, required payroll tax.
But they didn't take it out, and they're going to take it out next month?
No, they're not going to take it out. Tomorrow, they're deducting the $38.63 from our bank account, okay?
That's why we're giving you money to.
Right, so that the filing that they're required to do, the end of the quarter is March 31st. They won't file it till sometime in April, but they have to have the money to validate the filing, okay? So that's the reason why.
Now that
I've lived in
Christ.
So they're
going to reconcile, right? Both your checks were written in January, or in February.
Oh, okay.
That's how you
take the money out of our account. So were you saying I need to give the city $4.50?
If that's what's on the list, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you owe $18. You're not getting
$18. Am I supposed to come prepared for this?
No, no. we will take credit, okay? You as long as you pay it by next month, I don't care. Make sure you make your check out to
City Worthington Hills,
or to Worthington Hills, City of Worthington Hills.
So we have to write a check.
You pay with cash. You have to depend on the honesty of the city clerk, okay? All right. I understand that they've got fishing lures on sale, and I understand she was looking at the Cabela's catalog. So.
Did you talk to our representative at Ms. Garvey about signing us up to get our pay sheets sent to us directly, electronically? She said she could do that if she had our email addresses.
Okay.
I sent you an email about that.
Yeah, and I talked to her.
And?
I told her she could visit the website and get them, but I told her that I would give her the names, and I would do that for you, okay?
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, because we're not allowed that. They won't even talk to us.
They're not supposed to.
It isn't something I make the rules on. I mean,
what?
I don't make the rules on that. They do.
No, I'm just saying they won't.
Yeah, I know.
That's their rules. They'll only talk to the person in charge.
Okay, well, I'll give her everybody's email address and names.
And something I do want to tell everybody, because I'll tell the other commissioners, I noticed that they weren't taking federal income tax out of my check. I know it's because of what I make, but at the end of the year, when I report that as income, there's going to be federal tax owed on it. So I send in a new W-4 and have them withhold extra each month, so I don't get hit with a big tax
bill.
So I'm just telling everybody that, you know, you might want to consider sending in a new W-4 to get them to take some money out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about? All right. I guess we're up to commissioner reports. So let's see. Did I start with you last month, Carol?
I think so.
Okay, well then I'm going to start with Commissioner Eichenberger. I get it one of these years.
Okay. Was advised via a resident from the Nextdoor app that the open space area located off Northumberland between Dickerson Court and Mecklenburg Court, that the picnic tables, trees, and bricks had been vandalized and spray painted with swastikas. And on February 21st, I met with Sergeant Matt Brown, took some pictures, and a report was taken. Also advised Detective Mason of the location of the open space area, and per his email response, they were going to start enforcing curfew violations on that. And then on March 1st, I was notified via email by a resident, very concerned of a neighbor who was putting fruits and veggies in their backyard and was inquiring if this was a city violation because it was attracting rodents and wildlife. So what I did on that, I contacted the resident and asked for the email address, or via email, and asked for the address so I could. And wait a minute. I contacted the resident via email asking for the address so I could address the problem. Then I contacted 311. The code enforcement board and was given a code number. Okay, and the last thing I've got, I received an email from Commissioner Beville asking if I would call 311 about someone that had had a mattress laying out on in their front yard at 12002 Rustburg Court, and I completed that called to 311 on March 18th.
Thank you.
And that's all we got.
Okay. Commissioner McKay.
Okay. drove the city on multiple occasions. Mayor Stone and I met with Mayor Schwab of the 8th Division. Commissioner Deville called me about excess amount of cars parked in front of 12002 West First Court while she was doing light checks. I called the Metro Police and informed Derby City Protection. Attended a pipeline safety class and the activity report for February 22nd to March 16th is four parking citations, four theft deterrents, dispatch runs three, traffic stops 35, residential pedestrian stops two, safety checks two, and then one IPO case open one.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right,
that's what
you.
I forgot to add was my pipeline.
That's all right. We know that. You can add that on there. Just go ahead and put it on there. No problem. Everybody knows, all the commission members were at the pipeline emergency training. So, Commissioner Bedell?
I contacted Chris Pierce at Rumpke after receiving complaints from several residents about the hit and miss Rumpke Recycling at Bayesian Court. A special run was made to get it picked up. I received a complaint from a resident about mattresses laying in front of the house on Rustburg. I printed out the garbage pickup guidelines and left them at the residence along with a note and my business card. And on subsequent checks, the mattresses were still in the yard, and I turned the issue over to the property commissioner. I can go and thank you for that. I received a complaint about Rumpke truck scattering debris along the street during the pickup on Bay Run Drive. I called Rumpke, and within the hour, somebody had arrived to clean it up. They cleaned up after themselves. And the resident called me back and said he appreciated the quick manner in which it was addressed. I received a call Thursday from a new resident who had been on the city website, but she had some questions about the cost of garbage collection and the city tax rate. I answered her questions about garbage collection. She wanted to know how much it cost. I told her it cost her anything that, you know, included, and then I directed her to contact the city clerk with her tax questions and encouraged her to use the website to get information about the meetings and to feel free to contact any of the commissioners or the mayor with any questions or concerns you might have. I did weekly light checks and called LG&E to repair lights on Bay Run Court, Bay Run Drive, Tazewell Drive. The light on Tazewell Drive, the wind actually tipped the globe on the top of that big light. I mean, and that globe is like this. And Vaseline. I would like to say a special thank you to Dan Small for getting me my duct tape so I can do my job. That's all I have to report.
It was a pleasure. Commissioner Campbell.
Okay. Due to inclement weather, the following service was provided by Miner & Company on March 2nd, 2019. Roadways were brine before predicted bad weather next came in. And I also participated in and worked on the following items. Bob Stoneham and I met with Steve Triplett and D. Dick of All Terrain Paving and Construction Company and reviewed the roads in the city of Worthington Hills. They checked overall condition, cracking in pavement, large pothole by the Tres condos. They also looked at the condition of the new Pulaski Court and Jurnell Court because they have not ever been touched since they were installed. We will receive their report on March 21st. Attended the pipeline safety workshop and accompanied our city clerk Bev on a post office and bank run.
Okay, good job. All right. There's one thing, anybody that's interested on the commission, got this from the Kentucky Cities Thursday. It's March 21st, 7 p.m. at the City of Middletown City Hall, which is right there, I believe.
It's on Main Street.
It's on Main Street.
It's a big white house.
They're having a... one of the things they have on the program is the insurance premium tax metro government update. Okay? And I don't know who's doing it. I think it's Mayor Bill DeRuff. My understanding, okay, let me, and this is the reason why I'm going. And Dennis is going also. What Metro is doing with the insurance premium tax should not affect any of our city residents, because we are a home base. We have our own insurance tax rate. And if you look at your insurance premium notices, it shows who the taxes are paid for. And on mine, I haven't seen anything that even states Jefferson County. So I want to make sure that if I find out this is true, okay, and I know it is, I just want to validate it, because there's rumors going out there that these small cities don't raise their tax rate, then the city of Louisville's going to get it, and I don't believe that's true. We need to make sure that we get this out to our residents, because this could also help us with Willow Cove over this off of Middlesex. Willow Cove is the street, or is the homeowners, they're the homeowners area that's off of Middlesex on Bay Tree that goes down over the hill. And they are in Jefferson County. This is another thing that I need to get with. Scott Reed is coming next month, and that's his territory. They are forced to come straight over to Middlesex, and all the traffic in and out of that Willow Cove is running traffic onto our streets, and we're not getting compensated for it. So what I'm hoping this insurance premium tax will do might encourage them to reconsider being annexed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because if we can, again, we still have to get approved through Louisville, but if Louisville's running their traffic on our streets, then we need to be compensated for the amount of traffic in the share of maintaining that street on Middlesex portion there. And we can't do much about Coldstream, because Coldstream's their own little town behind us. Okay, but, and I've talked before, when I was the road commissioner, the amount of houses on Middlesex from North Dumfriesland to Bay Tree is 16. There's 76 houses in Willow Cove. Now, it's not just the residential traffic coming out of Willow Cove and going into Willow Cove. It's also delivery trucks and everything else that goes back there. So that first part, on Middlesex, isn't the greatest piece of roadway for the short distance there. So that's another thing that I want to get Carol about, is we need to take and probably get with Steve and find out what we can do about that particular situation over there. Steve's been talked about it already. He didn't realize how big Coldstream was the day I was down there talking to him when I was a commissioner. And I showed him the big picture. Right, Steve?
Right.
So, that's one of the things. Again, that's Thursday evening at 7 p.m. You're not required to go. I just wanted to let you all know if you were interested. They're also having some 2019 state legislative review, the city and budget legislation. J.D. from Kentucky League of Cities. J.D., little George Shorty, he's going to be over there. So, and Mayor Durloff, he's the new president of the Kentucky League of Cities. So that might be an interesting again, Dennis and I will go over and bore ourselves. So, and I will record it. I record every time I go over there, so I will record it, and I can send you a copy of it. So, let's see. I think that's all I had there. All right, citizens' participation. Open it for back up to the people that have spent their time here this evening.
If you've got anything more, better welcome, Brendan. Project?
No, but you're welcome to in your spare time.
Well, I don't know who moved in, you know.
Well, that's a good point. We don't. I would like to know. And I don't know about the rest of y'all. She brings up a good point. How do we find out when new people move into the city?
Well, you could ask, put in a newsletter that for homeowners who are selling their properties to let us know. The only other way is to check, you'd have to check the plan of land record.
Yeah.
That would be a nightmare. You can't do that.
Yeah. We'll look into it. I mean, we've got a big old website, and hopefully I'll get the sign back up once the wind stops blowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, we have somebody with, if we had a windstorm at night, I'd never find that thing the next day. So, till
we know it's working, that one lady got on it.
Well, yeah, and when Dennis and I were up there putting it up, what did that lady say?
She said, that's ugly, and she kept saying that, so that's your opinion.
We hadn't gotten it all up, and there were some some strings that were dangling. It did look kind of messy.
It wasn't
up yet. We were just getting it up. I mean, you should have seen what we had to do to go through, you know.
Yeah. Did it tear loose?
No, it didn't tear loose. What happened was, you know, I had it on, I purposely put it on bungee cords so that it would have some spring to it, okay? Well, one of the bungee cords come loose. Because it's not clamped down, okay? So what happened was, is once one come off, it started doing this, okay? And then once it starts doing this, you know what happens once it starts doing this. It just works itself off. Luckily, my neighbor, the police officer, he happened to be coming in from work, and he stopped and basically took it down and called me from up there and said that he was on his way to my house with it, so... that's why, and it's really still in good shape. I mean, it didn't get ripped or anything, and I found all four pieces of bungee cord, so we had all the parts, we just have to get it back up.
Are they wire hooked bungee cords?
No, they're plastic.
You get the wire can, you can actually wipe it.
Yeah, but they didn't have any the right size with the wire. Not the where I was at the dollar store, okay? Since I was funding the bungee cords on my own, I went to the dollar store. So I'm looking for a way to make them more secure. I think I had an idea. And it won't be at the dollar store. Okay. So we'll get it back up. And it did obviously work for a few days. Does anybody have an opinion on the sign when you saw it?
Yeah, I liked it. Oh, it's a good idea.
And we got it up kind of level, too, the best we could. So.
It was big, readable.
Yeah. Thanks to Dennis.
I'd like to see it. We came here from out of town.
Dennis took a picture.
Okay.
Is the other one still up down at the school?
Yeah, the other one is still up at the black hole. Okay.
Now
it's kind of... I need to put a stick in the center so it'll take the little curve out of it. But it's the and by the way, we got a great deal. Now that for those who didn't know, got this ad on my internet site, and Signorama was having a sale, and they had. So I called up to find out what the price was, and she told me it was double sided, it was $78 plus tax. I said, well, I'll bring over our tax exempt, so it's $78. Well, when I got over there, they only sell one side. And rather than taking it back, because instead of gluing it like that, she says, here, just have it, we'll get you another, we'll get you the right one. I said, really? She says, yeah. She says, all we'll do is trash it in the house, so just have it. So we actually got two for the price of one. So
We got a good deal.
$1.5
No, it was $78
$1.5
Oh, $1.5 for the price of one?
$1.5
Yeah, but it was still within $78 But it didn't matter.
Anyhow. All right. Well, do I hear a motion to end the meeting?
Motion to end the meeting.
Yeah, to...
Let's get adjourned.
Motion to adjourn. Thank you, Commissioner Bavell.
Second.
Oh, second. Commissioner Eckenberg. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.